In a culture where drinking alcohol is so prevalent and part of almost every social occasion, it can be hard for young people to avoid the pressure to drink. Add to that research which finds that people living with anxiety are more likely to turn to alcohol in unhelpful ways. And it's a problem that may be growing due to the pandemic. In this, our ongoing series on substance use, we're going to look more closely at this unhelpful relationship, something that Martin knows only too well about as a young person. Luckily, he's come through well.
I think just growing up in Australia in general, there's a lot of emphasis on drinking alcohol to be social. At a stage of my life where I felt a bit shy or insecure, or not confident in who I was, drinking alcohol was a way to combat social anxiety.
And what did that lead to?
I think it led to experiences that weren't necessarily the best for me. It also didn't treat my anxiety. I think if anything, it usually made it worse. The decisions you make while you're under the influence essentially can increase more of that anxiety in you as a young person.
Just describe the sort of anxiety you used to suffer from.
A lot of the anxiety was around, I guess, just growing up in Australia, growing up as a migrant, having different identities. I think there was a lot of anxiety about finding my place in society, trying to decide what that looked like.
And what did you feel inside yourself? So that if somebody's listening, they'd say, aha, that's what I feel. And I didn't realize that was anxiety.
Yeah, I think sometimes it kind of felt like the world was spinning. It felt like you couldn't breathe. I always noticed the physical symptoms of anxiety. So I'd have shaky hands, or I'd have a dry mouth, or I'd just feel my chest beating very fast.
Let's add alcohol to this story. How does alcohol enter this story for you?
As a young person, there's the world of alcohol. You go there as a way, not detach, but I guess get away from your problems. It's a way to be social. It's a way people perceive to have fun. You see it as something to do with your mates. And if you're not doing it, then something's wrong with, not wrong with you, but you're different. So I think there's a lot of pressure there to drink.
And did the alcohol use get worse or did it increase?
I was fortunate enough to be surrounded by friends that were quite supportive. And also, I was aware of the services available. I kind of had the realization that this wasn't really helping me. And I knew that there were services that I could reach out to.
And what did they do for you? And where are you now?
My anxiety is a lot better. The biggest help was seeing a psychologist. The psychologist really helped with addressing the underlying issues of my anxiety. Also, as a young person, like being social, things like that. They taught me techniques that were really helpful in coping with my anxiety. I think also just having friends that were super supportive, that understood that we didn't necessarily have to drink all the time.
And what's your advice for a young person listening?
I'd say that there's a lot of services out there that are available to them. I'd say that it's really important that you find a good group of friends that are supportive of your decisions to not drink alcohol or to be able to support you while you're feeling anxious. I know for myself, that's what's really benefited for me. There's a lot of pressure as a young person to be social and to drink alcohol, but it's totally up to you and it's your decision.
That's Martin sharing his story about alcohol and anxiety. Dr. Lexine Sapinski is a clinical psychologist at the Matilda Centre for Research in Mental Health and Substance Use at the University of Sydney. She researches the relationship between anxiety and substance use and has helped to design an online program which in clinical trial results published today was found to reduce both anxiety and harmful alcohol use in young people.
What we see in the general community and in people presenting for treatment, that these two problems commonly go together. So if you have an anxiety disorder, you're going to be 2 to 3 times more likely to also have an alcohol use disorder. And so what I've looked at is some of the reasons why that might be.
Horse and cart, chicken and egg, which comes first?
That's such a good question. What we tend to find is that people's anxiety symptoms will tend to precede their alcohol use disorder. So like in time, they'll have the anxiety younger in adolescence and then the alcohol use will come later. But I guess one of the things that's really important when we're talking about anxiety and alcohol use is they tend to feed each other. So it becomes a bit of a vicious cycle.
For parents of young children listening, there are young children who experience anxiety. The child who, when you ask the teacher, oh, they're a wonderful child, they never bother me, they're the perfect child in class. But in fact, they're quivering with anxiety at the back of the class, terrified the teacher might ask them something, and they shrink away. And they're often quite clingy. They have separation anxiety when the parents want to go out to the movies and leave a babysitter, that sort of thing. Now, is that a predictor of alcohol use later, or is that a different problem?
The relationship between anxiety and alcohol is a little bit funny in that, yes, we do know that people with anxiety problems are more likely to use alcohol earlier and also to get into problems with alcohol use. But it's a bit of a mixed picture because sometimes anxiety can be protective. So a young person that you're talking about there who's very concerned about doing the right thing and, you know, probably quite afraid of getting into trouble, underage drinking might be very, very concerning for that person. So at times anxiety can be protective, but then for other people it can be a risk factor because they can tend to use alcohol to cope with their symptoms, to self-medicate, to make them feel more confident. So it's a bit of a mixed bag, I'd say, but we certainly know that anxiety and alcohol use can go together. And when they do go together, the problems tend to be worse and more difficult to recover from.
So you've got two young people with anxiety. Is there anything in them that would predict the features of that person or their anxiety that would suggest they're going to seek a substance like alcohol or cannabis or something else to effectively treat their anxiety to feel better versus another person who doesn't?
In general, for young people, there are a number of factors that might protect them and conversely cause greater risk in terms of using substances. So these are things like the peer groups that they're in. We know particularly for adolescents, they're so affected by their friends. So whether they're in a peer group who are likely to use, but then also parents. Parents just play such a really important role. And I know that often parents of teenagers say to us, I don't really feel like I have much influence over my teenager, but they really, really do. So things like having strong lines of communication, role modelling, having clear expectations about alcohol use and other illicit drug use as well. So those things are really important in terms of protecting against substance use.
So what you've been looking at is the situation where you've got, if you like, coexistence of anxiety and particularly alcohol use and other drug use. How does it evolve from there?
What we tend to see happening is that someone who has both problems, the problems will tend to exacerbate each other. So to give you an example, one really common type of anxiety that people might use alcohol for is social anxiety, feeling shy, feeling a lack of confidence to interact with others. And of course, alcohol is so available in our social settings. But what can happen over time is the more that a person is using alcohol to feel confident, to feel able to talk to others, the more reliant they then are on use of alcohol for that. And it can sort of erode away their confidence to interact with other people sober as well. So we see that over time, they can be increasing the amount of alcohol that they're using. And they can be doing things like, you know, needing to drink pre's before they go out because they're feeling like, I can't face these people if I don't take the edge off a little bit first. The problem can just tend to snowball, I guess, over time.
Now you've developed this treatment program for it. Tell us about it.
In our program, which is an integrated anxiety and alcohol program, what we did is we looked at the strategies in terms of how they could help people with anxiety, also how do they help them with their alcohol use, and we explicitly talk about the connection between the two. And I guess some people are really aware of the relationship, but other people aren't. So just kind of shining a light on that relationship between the anxiety and the alcohol use and helping them to put in alternative strategies, you know, when they are feeling like a drink because they're anxious.
And this is called Inroads, and you're also recruiting for a trial.
The program that I just described was a treatment program for adults. But what we've done now, because we know that it's really important to get in early with these problems, we want to get in before things become entrenched. So what we did is we developed an online program, which was for people aged 17 to 30. And this is for people who they may not have, you know, alcohol use disorder, so to speak. They may just find that they've got some anxiety symptoms and that they feel like they're relying on using alcohol to cope. It's a program that people can do purely on their own, so self-guided internet program, which young people told us was actually their preference in terms of accessing treatment.
And so far the results are what?
We trialled the program between 2017 and 2019. So it was the online program, but also with some therapist support over the phone as well. And what we found was that the program was able to reduce people's anxiety symptoms and also reduce their levels of harmful drinking. And that was sustained over a 6-month period. So it's now been 2.5 years since people finished. So we're currently following up to see whether those effects have been sustained even longer. So we're really hopeful that we'll see positive results in that as well.
Dr. Lexine Stepinski, University of Sydney's Matilda Centre. And for more information, you can visit inroads.org.au. You can also call the National Alcohol and Other Drugs Hotline on 1-800-250-015 or Beyond Blue on 1-300-224-636.